Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Mikey Sherrill delivered a decisive victory, and she dragged some down-ballot Democrats along for the ride. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more on the historic night.
If anything, this election was a reminder that New Jersey is a blue state with about 800,000 more Democrats than Republicans. Mike Rasmussen from Rider University says the GOP can still win here, but not when Democrats show up, and boy, did they show up.
This was Democrats firing on all cylinders, Mikey Sherrill firing on all cylinders, and this was Republicans could not keep up. It wasn't that they didn't do their job. They simply couldn't keep up.
Democrats swept the assembly races that were considered competitive, including in legislative districts 3, 4, and 8.
Rasmussen says the pollsters got this election very wrong, and all of the talk about a lack of Democratic enthusiasm or a milquetoast campaign turned out to be hogwash. In the biggest statewide race in Pennsylvania, all three state Supreme Court justices won the closely watched retention election despite an unprecedented effort to unseat them. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
Justices Kevin Dougherty, David Wecht, and Christine Donahue became the target of an unprecedented Vote No campaign funded largely by Republican billionaire Jeffrey Yass. While the judges were originally elected as Democrats, Justice Dougherty says the retention election is nonpartisan.
Retention is not political. It is Pennsylvanians judging the judges based upon our 10 years of jurisprudence and the things that we've done for Pennsylvania. And I think we've done well there.
But the Vote No push forced the judges into active campaigning, aided by a vigorous Democratic counterattack that attracted national attention. The judges won by about 20 points. Democratic National Committee Chair Ken Martin said the results sent a message that the courts are not for sale.
Yass has declined KYW's request for comment. Bucks County gets a new district attorney. Democratic challenger Joe Kahn has defeated incumbent Republican Jennifer Shorn. Election results show he garnered about 54% of the vote to Shorn's 46%. Kahn ran for Philly DA in 2017, finishing second to Larry Krasner in the primary. He then became Bucks County solicitor for 3 years. Kahn points to his time in the U.S. Attorney's Office, saying he'll stand up to corrupt politicians or corporate interests while protecting residents and the environment. The union representing SEPTA transit drivers says it'll stay on the job past Friday's contract expiration. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
SEPTA is facing a Friday night contract deadline, but there's no talk of a strike just yet. Transport Workers Union Local 234 says even after its contract expires, it'll continue to negotiate into next week. In a video to his membership, Union President Will Vera advises the 5,000 bus, subway, and trolley operators to put money aside to prepare for a possible strike. But he says any walkout won't happen right away.
A work stoppage cannot be called until we call for the strike authorization vote, and you can expect more information to happen next week.
After two straight one-year contracts, Vera says he's pushing for a two-year deal this time. Graduate student workers at the University of Pennsylvania say contract negotiations continue to be at a standstill. KYW Sherrod A. Howard reports the Get Up Student Union has announced its strike authorization vote is scheduled for the end of November.
The University of Pennsylvania is the largest employer in Philadelphia, ranging from doctors and nurses to custodians and librarians. That's why Sam Shavar, Get Up Student Union organizer, says it's imperative that they lead by example and negotiate a fair contract. contract with Penn that provides a living wage, improved benefits, and workers' rights.
Get Up, graduate employees together at the University of Pennsylvania. We are the largest new private sector union in Philadelphia in over 50 years. There are between 3,000 and 4,000 graduate workers here at the University of Pennsylvania, and we do the bulk of the research and teaching that is necessary for this university to run.
Shavar explained that the union has been attempting to negotiate a new contract that improves wages and benefits for more than a year with no resolution.
And so we are authorizing a strike in a few weeks, and we'll strike if necessary if that's what it takes to win the contract that we deserve.
Get Up is holding their strike authorization vote November 18th through the 20th. A two-thirds majority is needed to authorize a strike. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.